come together, to be in the community on a special weekend Sunday and scout country, and to offer our prayers and our songs and our joy of being here to God, our one and all. Our opening prayer, you can find in the red hymnal, is number 360. And we will read it for the called Freedom in Christ.
Gracious God, may be sensitive to all the evidences of your goodness, and may I, trusting in you, free myself of the terror of death, and feel free to live intensely and happily the life you have given.
Hymn is 139, Praise to the Almighty, also in the red hymn. Please stand if you wish.
Binds up
The Lord turns the number of the stars and gives to all of them their names.
Great is our Lord and abundant in power, whose understanding is beyond measure.
The Lord lifts up the downtrodden, but casts the wicked to the ground.
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving.
May he help you upon the waters of our God.
Who covers the heavens with clouds, prepares rain for the earth, makes grass grow on the hills.
The Lord gives to the beasts their food, and to the young ravens their pride.
The Lord takes no delight in the might of a horse, nor pleasure in the strength of a runner.
But the Lord takes pleasure in the faithful, in those who hope in the Lord's steadfast love.
Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your Father, praise your God, O Zion.
The Lord strengthens the bars of your gates, blesses your children in your midst.
Makes peace in your borders, fills you with the finest wheat.
The Lord sends forth commands to the earth, the word comes swiftly.
The Lord gives snow like wool, scatters forth frost like ashes.
Scatters forth ice like morsels. Who can withstand his cold?
The Lord sends forth the word and melts them, makes the wind blow and the waters flow.
The Lord declares the word to Jacob, the statutes and ordinances to Israel.
The Lord has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know God's ordinances.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Please be seated. I'm going to blend announcements with boys and concerns. We're going to move right into time for the young at heart. And Jacob is with us so wonderfully dressed and ready to talk to us about scouting. And all scouts, all former Boy Scouts, scout leaders, are also welcome to join in this discussion. But let's begin with, let's put it in your bulletin, the Boy Scout mission statement. Let's read it in your time. To prepare young people to make ethical and moral choices over their lifetime by instilling in them the values of God, hope, and law. I think there's heat down here.
Well, when you become a Boy Scout, you're expected to learn, know, and live the Scout law. And this law reminds Scouts how they should act in order to be a good person. It talks about things they should do for themselves and how they should act towards others as well. And there are 12 points of the Scout law, and here they are. A Scout is trustworthy. A Scout tells the truth. He keeps his promises. Honesty is a part of his code of conduct. A Scout is loyal. A Scout is true to his family, friends, Scout leaders, school, nation, and world community. A Scout is helpful. A Scout is concerned about other people. He willingly volunteers to help others without expecting payment or reward. A Scout is friendly. A Scout is a friend to all. He is a brother to other Scouts. He seeks to understand others. He respects those with ideas and customs that are different from his own. A Scout is courteous. A Scout is polite to everyone, regardless of age or position. He knows that good manners make it easier for people to get along together. A Scout is kind. A Scout understands that there is strength in being gentle. He treats others as he wants to be treated. He does not harm or kill anything without reason. A Scout is obedient. A Scout follows the rules of his family, the school, and the truth. He obeys the laws of his community and country. He thinks these rules of God are unfair. He tries to have them changed in an orderly manner rather than disobey them. The Scout is cheerful. The Scout looks for the bright side of life. He cheerfully does the tasks that come his way. He tries to make others happy. The Scout is thrift. The Scout works to pay his own way and help others. He saves for the future. He protects and conserves natural resources. He carefully uses time and property. scout is brave. The scout can face danger even if he is afraid. He is the courage to stand up for what he believes is right, even if others laugh at him for threat. The scout is clean. The scout keeps his body and mind fit and clean. He goes around with those who believe in living by these same ideas. He helps to keep his home and community clean. The scout is reverent. The scout is reverent toward God. He is faithful in all his religious duties, and respect the beliefs of others.
Could you tell us about the bag?
Well, these ones on the side for your my merit badges. There. That is like skill I learned in scout camp. This one is archery. And this one is reptile and amphibian sight. And this one's Native American lore and geology and woodworking. And this one right here is just kind of a decoration. It's from one of the last camporees that I went to. And a camporee is when a whole bunch of scouts from all over the state get together and camp out with one big field. And finally, this is my rank tag. It shows that I'm a second class scout. When you first enter scouting, you start off as just a scout, and then a scout, second class, first class, star, life, and team. And this one down here is my Arrow of Light, which is the highest award given to help scout. And the only badge you can carry from Cub Scouting is the Boy Scout.
Right. And Jacob, how long have you been scouting?
I want to say about 5 or 6 years.
Right. Congratulations. And the best Boy Scout?
I like
you. Okay. Well, why don't you come up? Maybe you should stay. Can you just slide and tell us about your scouting?
You better remember that was over 50 years ago. I joined the Gang Band, I think you all probably know where it is. 23. I can't remember where all my badges are. I did have a few merit badges. And I had one of those badges, but I had them all. I'm sure it's somewhere. I lived pretty close to Camp Roosevelt, I guess, so we used to go up there a lot in the winter in Camp O. And that was probably my favorite. I can remember building. Being just in a little cup tent, doing a bit of bow, waking up in the morning, and it's very cold. No winter. Yeah. We had many good times. I think I'm going to sit and drink some of the tobacco from it. I guess I'm hot. I have. Oh, I would have my shirt probably torn with garbage. Anyway, I probably wore it up. I spent about 5 years in the same place. Any questions?
Is there anything that either you learned in scouting that you carry on into your daily lives, some of the other days that you may teach you, or anything you talk about? I've heard Jacob say a couple of times, you know, that the name of the scout, or do something nice for someone, and say, I'm going to scout that.
I'm sure it helps shape.
Well, it shapes you very well. Well, let's get our scouts here.
Thank you.
whole city was gathered around the door, and the cured men who were sick with various diseases, they cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak because they were sick. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to the deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring town, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in the synagogue and casting out demons. The word of the Lord.
Last week,
lectionary. He was in the temple. He preached in the temple. He blew people away because he spoke with such authority. And after that time, he went back, as we heard today in our scripture from Mark. He went back to the throne of Simon and Andrew, and finding Simon's mother-in-law sick with a fever, Jesus went to her and he healed her. And what was her reaction? So she jumped right up and she wanted to wait upon them. She wanted to give back something. She was so thankful. What can I do? And she waited upon Jesus and the others immediately, serving them. Today, Boy Scout Sundays, we have to parallel our words from Scripture with the amazing training that our scouts receive. We saw that. Jacob and Bob and Nancy's testimony about Josh does fantastic. Scouts, they've been around a long time. They were founded actually in England in 1907. And then came to the United States, as Amy has on the web, and founded by Robert Baden Powell in 1910. Since that date, there have been 110 million American scouts. Now that number has probably changed. That's what's on the web currently, if you Google it. And to add to that, something that I found very special. In the United States, the scouts have welcomed 100,000 youth who are physically or mentally or emotionally challenged to be a scout. Scouting is inclusive. It is an inclusive organization that welcomes all. Now, those of you who may be waiting and have already told you and always sit there, I have folks who sit there and still and don't hear everything, and they're going, what about the girls? What about the girls? As I told you, ladies be ready. March 8th is Girl Scout. So get those uniforms and change. As we hear in the Scout Oath mission statement and hymns and what Jacob read to us, we understand that these young people are being nurtured too. Yes, have fun. Yes. Enjoy good fellowship, yes, discover nature, but also to work, doing valuable mission work, by their work helping others, scouts learn an important lesson. They learn about empathy, and that is different from sympathy. Sympathy is feeling sorry for someone. Empathy is knowing what someone is going through. So when our scouts brave the cold, they have a little inkling of what it is like to always be cold, maybe be homeless. When our scouts are called to feed folks or to work in shelters, to pack shelves, to work in nature, they get to know it inside. So they can become compassionate folks filled with empathy. Scouts go out into the wilderness and then they understand nature better. They work taking care of our natural world. By having to do scouts experience, and by experience all of life's many particles, they will be better ready to be good stewards, better servants to others. Yes, scouting which we did not include, are very funny. Songs sung around the campfire, songs to make those long car rides a bit faster, songs just sung when they get together to have fun. My ex-husband was a scout, and his favorite song was "When Your Ears Hang Low, Do They Wobble to and Fro." I heard this morning of the turtle song. Have you heard that one? No. Jacob, is there a funny song that you can say here in the sanctuary?
That's your question.
Any come to mind?
A few, yes.
Yes.
Flies on me.
Maybe
flies on you guys.
No.
Okay, we'll get you later. Call me out. Anyway, so there are funny songs too, and other unforgivable times. Now that song, when you sing those songs, scouting is about, guys, making those lifelong connections, which will help support young people and help them continue to do good works, just as Doug supported Josh. First Don, those projects that Jacob is doing right now, those work projects, later become projects that they can do all of their lives. Scouts help form boys and girls to be in community with others, and taking the life values they learn, they continue to build and build and build. Knowing a scout pal can be contacted and can be consulted with all through their lives. Now, I have known before today 3 Eagle Scouts. Now I can say I know 4, 5. But I've known 3 for a long time. One is a judge, as a matter of fact. He's a little bit older than I am. He's a judge in bankruptcy law, of all things. His youngest son, Andrew, is now in law school. He also is an Eagle Scout. And while in college, he spent a year on the outback using his scout training get around, and also working for the needs of others. And the other young man that I know locally, who's an Eagle Scout, is named Clay Lawson, and Clay lives on Little Deer Isle, and he is now in college, and I expect great things from him too. But even if a boy doesn't stay in Scouts for all the many demanding years, even if he's only a cub for a couple of years, still he's learned honor, honesty, truth, joy of helping others. And how do I know this? Because for 2 short years, Luther and I were scout leaders to a small group of 6 cubs. And those boys are now 20, 21. And every one of them is a young man that I'm proud to know. I give thanks for an organization called Scouts and for those adults who volunteer their time to make the world a better place by spending that wee bit of their own free time to help nurture our children, our youth, our young adults in loving to become loving, humble, kind leaders. Scouts often take that oath to do their duty to God and their country and to help other people at all times. What a great oath to learn. What a great oath to live by. Okay. So, I just skipped over announcements, so we're going to blend joy and concern with announcements. And one of those announcements was last night at the bowling. We had a lot of fun. It was a wonderful time of fellowship. that in line Z took lots of pictures, and she will be sending them on. There's some beautiful pictures.
And we'll be posting them on the website.
And I'll be posting on the website of a loving couple. There's two that I saw this morning. Very lovely.
Thank you.
is a great Thanksgiving. If you're wondering, Priscilla, I believe, on business, why she was screaming out. If you'll turn to page 7 of the Red Hymnal, we'll begin with 3. And we'll read it in the I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, and descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again, ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the whole Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Also page 8 for the prayer of confession, and again in Jesus' comfort. Merciful God, with the Christ that we have found love to you with our whole heart, we have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard God in need. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. And over to 9.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image. You breathed to us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets, and so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Amen. We know that Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary, that Jesus walked our earth, teaching us and healing the sick. We know that he was crucified on Good Friday and rose again on what we celebrate as Easter. We know that Jesus shall come again.
Do I have that hope for today? Get your drink, get your
drink. Oh, I'm not going to have it.
Thank you,
Mayor.
I didn't hear you.
Page 9.
May God please bless this sugar and
I wash your hands with God's water and with your hands, with God's instrument, not your hands, but God's hands, God working through you today as you help us to know. Dear God, I wash my hands and I pray that they be not my hands, but your instrument working through me to do your good work, and that my lips be your lips, saying the words you wish for me. Amen.
We know a long time ago, in a place far away that we often hear about, there was a great meal with children and adults, young and old. Perhaps even a mother-in-law who had just gotten over being sick was there. The little children scurrying around. And Jesus was there at this great meal.
Jesus was there with his friends. And at one moment, in this gathering, just as we are gathered for today, Jesus took the bread, just the ordinary bread that was there on the table for that meal. And Jesus lifted up that bread and he prayed, asking that it be blessed. Here is apparently bless this bread and let it always symbolize not bread alone. And then he turned to his friends. He said, I just ask that this bread no longer be just bread, but that it symbolize my body that shall be broken for you, so that you shall live. And every time you come together to tell my story, break the bread and feed those who are gathered and tell them, my body was broken for them. Later, for that same meal, Jesus took the cup filled with the fruit of the vine, the fruit of the grapes, and Jesus lifted up the cup and said, here, please bless this cup. And may this bread of Jesus said to those gathered who sat there so quietly, this chalice, this cup that is filled with the fruit of the grape, I just ask that it be blessed. And let it represent my blood that shall be shed for you, so that all of you shall be able to live. And let this represent, this cup, a new covenant between God and you. Covenant of joy, a promise made. And whenever you gather, share my story and offer to them this covenant of joy so that they too may live. We know, friends, the story has been passed down from generation to generation. And again today, all of you are welcome to come up, receive the bread, and through intinction, make a new promise in the cup that may live with us. And stay with us. See ya.
Mom, you want me to stop for a minute? Stop.